الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على هديه واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين. Dear brothers, today is the lecture number 9 after a big break during the month of Ramadan. We're still in stage 2, which is about صفات الحروف, the articulation on the attributes of the letters. So we've already finished the first stage, which was about the makharij. I hope you still remember the 5 main makharij. You still remember it? What's the 5 main makharij? Excellent. But nobody heard you. Did anybody? Faisal, what's the 5 main makharij? Yeah? Al-halq, yeah? Yeah, don't forget the lisan because that's the most, the bulk. And then? Al-khayshun. And you skip one, which is the 2 lips, al-shafatan. Okay. And for sifat al-huruf, we said the articulation point is not enough. If you know the articulation point, the point which the letter exists, this is not enough. You need to know the attributes of the letter, which stick to the letter, and gives the identity of the letter. And we talk about, we divided the sifat into 2, with opposite and without opposite. The sifat with opposite, that's mean the alphabets are divided between the sifa and its opposite. So, when we talk about al-hams and al-shidda, Al-hams and al-jahl. Al-hams and against it al-jahl. So we divided the letters between hams and jahl. Either hams or jahl. And hams and jahl has something to do with the continuation of the breath. Hathahu shakhsun fasakat. The ih, the ith, the if, the ih. Sh, ish, ich, ish, if, is, ik, it. It's all the breath continue. So the ulama divided the letters according to the continuation of the breath between al-hams and al-jahl. So if the letter continue, the breath continue, we call it hams. If it doesn't continue, stopped, like masalan, etc., there is no breath, so we call it jahr. And then they divided the letters according to the continuation of the sound, which is ash-shidda and al-rakhawa, and in between ash-shidda, what's the letter of the shidda? Ajidu qit bakat. So those are the letter of shidda. The sound is stopped. I, id, iq, at, id, ib. It's all the sound stopped. But the other letters, the sound continuous. Like indeed we say shidda, rakhawa, and in between. And what's the letter in between? It's not shidda, it's not rakhawa. So the sound continue, but not forever. And those letters are lin, umar, al-lam, al-noon, al-ayn, al-mim, al-ra. So when we say il, it's continue, but then stopped. We don't say il, it's not like is. The is, al-rakhawa is unlimited. Because you can say is for until tomorrow. Okay? But for the iq, you can't continue. You can't say iq. So you understand what's ash-shidda and al-rakhawa? Ash-shidda, the sound stopped. Al-rakhawa, the sound continue. In between, the sound continue for limited time. Ashidda, ajidu, tit, bakat. Those are the letters of Ashidda. And Al-Rakhawa, all the other letters except for the in-between letters, which is Lin, Umar. Lam, Noon, Ayn, Mim, Ra. Lin, Umar, it's not Shidda, it's not Rakhawa, it's in-between. The sound continue and then stop. And if you remember, we talked about the Shidda letters, Ajidu, Qit, Bakat. We said Al-Kaf and Al-Ta' have the hams as well. Did we talk about this? Nobody remember. Yeah, we said because the sound is not continuous, the Arab make a solution. Because the sound is stopped, you may not understand or distinguish the identity of the letter. So what they did, for Al-Kaf wa Ta', they make it hams. For Qutba Jad, they make it Qalqala. And for Hamza, they make it Tasheel, Imala, or Hadh. So they solve all the letter of Shidda. So all the letter of Shidda can be distinguished and identified by the air easily. Even though the sound stopped. How? They make a solution for the Kaf and Ta by Hams and Qutba Jad by Qalqala. Okay? So when we say ik, we apply the shidda first. So the sound is stopped, and then we apply the hams. So we release the breath. After the sound is stopped, we release the breath. So that gives the identity of the lara. The ta, it. So it, the sound is stopped. This is the shidda, and then the breath released, and this is the hams. So releasing the breath after stopping the sound gives the letter of ta its identity. The sound is stopped, and then we make it qalqala, we make vibration. We will talk about the qalqala, and the qalqala make the sound identified or distinguished. Without the qalqala, you say iq. You don't know what I said. Is it iq or ik or in? Maybe you do not distinguish the sound unless I do the qalqala. So the Arab made solution for all the shidda letters. However, today we will talk about very important attributes, which is at-tafkhim and at-tawtiq, or al-isti'la and al-istifal. So we talk about hams and jahr, shidda, rakhawa, and in between. Today we will talk about al-isti'la and al-istifal. And there is one class left about itbaq and infitah. So those are the characteristic with opposite. And we have one more I deleted because it's like it has something to do with the Salf. It's not with Ahkam al-Tajweed, so it doesn't affect the pronunciation of the letter. So I don't worry about 9 and 10. But we are talking now about isti'la and istifal.
Sheikh,
yes?
The words that were quickly. Shidda and Rakhawa. Shidda is where the breath stops.
Shidda, where the sound stops. And Hams, where the sound, and Jahr, where the breath stop.
Hams
and jahl has something to do with continuation or stoppage of the breath, and this one has the something to do with the continuation or stoppage of the sound. Yeah, the sound stopped with huruf shidda. Ajidu tit bakat. The sound stop. It, the sound stop. Id, the sound stop. But is, the sound continue. Ish, the sound continue. Now, in between, we have il, it can continue and stop. In, il, ia, im. So those, doesn't, you can't extend it forever. And it's not very short. It's in between. So the sound here divided the letters. And here the continuation or stoppage of the breath divided the letter. About hamth, hathahu shakhsun fasakat. The ih, the ish, the ikh, the is, the if, the is, the ik, the it. All those, the breath continue. The ik and it, the breath continue a little bit. But still. If you remember, the test is to put your hand in front of your mouth when you talk, when you pronounce the letter. When you pronounce the letter, if you feel the air, the blowing of the air, then you classify it as what? Yeah. As hams. Yeah. The hams means the breeze is released. And against it is the jahr. The jahr means there is no breath. There is no breeze. Like in, put your hand on in, there is no breath. In, il, there is no. There is no breath. But is, if, eh, it's all, you feel the breath, don't you? Okay. So, hams and jahr, we finish it. Shidda and rakhawa, we finish it. Today we will talk about isti'la and istifal. And it's so important because يعني, the beauty of the recitation depends on at-tafkhim and at-tarqiq. You can't have a beautiful recitation of the Quran without applying the tafkhim and at-tarqiq. And the expertise of the reciter of the Quran can be shown by at-tafkhim and at-tarqiq. So your reading of the Quran will be totally different when you apply tafkhim and tarqiq. So please listen carefully. Yeah.
Is it possible to put in the English at the bottom there hams, stoppage of the breath?
Yeah, I put it here. In the last classes we talk about the dividing of the letters according to the continuation and stoppage of the breath, which is hams versus the jahr. And the letters of it is hathahu shakhsun fasakat. And the continuation and the stoppage of the sound, which is shidda versus rakhawa, and in between. The letter of it, ajidu qit bakat and lin umar. Lin umar for what? In between. And ajid qit bakat for ashidda. And all other letters are rakhawa. And shidda and rakhawa and in between has something to do with
The sound.
But the hams and jahr has something to do with the breath. Okay, today we will talk about the dividing of the letter according to the isti'la, which is tafkhim, and istifal, which is tawthiq. And before we started, just to clear this issue, tafkhim and isti'la are two different characteristics of the letter. However, the isti'la leads to tafkhim. Isti'la al-lisan, raising the tongue, make the letter thick and make it tafkhim. But because this course is intended to be introductory or for beginner, I don't want to make the course complicated, and I combine the two characteristics together. Because, as I mentioned, isti'la leads to tafkhim. If we have the opportunity, inshallah, in the future, to have intermediate course or advanced course, we will separate those two characteristics and talk about them in details. But combining them at this moment doesn't cause any harm, because isti'la leads to tafkhim and istifal leads to tarqiq. With some exemption, we will talk about the exemption, inshallah, in this class as well. Okay. Let's say Bismillah and start. Al-isti'la. What's the isti'la? It's the elevation of the back of the tongue to the back roof of the mouth upon pronunciation of the ladder, no matter what harakat is on the ladder. So it's the elevation of the back of the tongue, not all the tongue. Maybe the tip of the tongue is down, but the back of the tongue is raised to the palate or to the roof of the mouth. And by doing that, we call it isti'la. Because what's isti'la? It's the elevation. So, when you pronounce those letters, the back of the tongue raised to the roof of the mouth. It doesn't matter the tip is down or up. I say the back of the tongue is raised. If the back of the tongue raised, that means this is one letter of al-isti'la. During pronunciation of the letter, the back of the tongue is raised towards the upper palate. This will produce a thick, round sound, and we call it tafkhim as well. So this letter, we call it isti'la, and we call it tafkhim. Why we call it isti'la? Because the tongue raised. And why we call it tafkhim? Because tafkhim means heavy. The ladder become heavy when you make like this, when you make your tongue high. So the ladder of isti'la or tafkhim are known as thick letters, heavy letters. Call it whatever you want. It's thick and heavy. And thus pronounced with a full mouth. The full mouth, full of air. And your mouth is like, you make it big. The quality of isti'la and tafkhim is found in the following seven letters, which is khussa, dagtin, qidh. Khussa, dagtin, qidh. And let's repeat, please repeat after me, how we pronounce those letters. Ikh, ikh, ikh. So try to raise your palate and raise the back of the tongue and make the sound heavy and thick. Full mouth letter. Ikh. Don't say ikh. Ikh. So see the difference. Ikh. Ikh. The second one is talqiq. We don't want it. Ikh. 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 Okay. Is. 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 Don't say is. Is becomes the letter of sa. But is. 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 Ibd. Ibd. You see, when you make the sad tafkhim, you make it different with the is. Because the ish and is having the same makhraj. And how do you differentiate between them? By tafkhim and talqiq and other articulation point. So, ish, 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 ibd, ibd. So, when we make the dot tafkhim, we differentiate it from what? The dal. Because if you say id, it's the dal. Id, 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 id. And you see how the shape of my mouth when I pronounce the id, 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 id. Yes. Both. Indeed, the id, one of the itbaq letter. So all the tongue is like stuck to the palate. So the tip of the tongue is up, and the back of the tongue is up. Yeah. So id, 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 and id, id, talqiq, id. Okay. Ir, 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 ir. Ip, 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 ip إق إض إض إم. So you see how heavy are those letters? Very heavy. Full mouth, the back of the tongue is raised, the sound is thick and round, and those are the heavy letters. So let's say it again. Ich, 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 is, is, end, 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 er, er. No, don't say er, 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 it, it, and the it we differentiate from it. You see it, how is nice and light, and it, okay, it, it, and the it differentiate from the calf. It's not from the same makhraj, but it's next to it. Iq and ik have two following makhraj. Iq, ik. Iq, ik. Ilv, ilv, ilv. The ilv we differentiate from the idh. Idh, idh, you like smiling, very like. Idh, ilv, you angry. So, ilv is heavy letter. Id is light. Yes, sir, please.
Just a clarification. The kha and the ra, this is the same makhraj, and this is the ra, the rhyme. This is the same roughness as kha.
Say it again. The kha and ghain are from the same makhraj.
And this is the rhyme. Does it have the same roughness in terms of pronunciation as kha?
You mean the same level of tachim or what? Yeah.
Now, when you said
rhyme,
does it have the same effect?
The question is not clear. Yeah.
It's okay. Ha. Now, why is it just ha or gha?
You have to emphasize both of them because both of them are half of the tafkhim. However, each half has its articulation. So that's why it sounds different. But both of them heavy sound, around the sound and thick sound, yeah, they are.
But it's a bit more subtle. So when you say ghaili al-maghdubi alayhi, is it ghaili or just
ghaili? Ghaili al-maghdubi. Ghaili.
So
it has
this roughness of sound as well as same as kha.
It has tafkhim, yeah. But what's the roughness? It doesn't give me the exact meaning.
If you're trying to simulate the sound of rhyme, just using GH, just ghaa.
Yes.
It's not
ghaa. No, it's not ghaa. It's ghaa, not ghaa. No.
It's more rounded.
Yeah. If someone can answer the question, please go ahead, because it's not clear for me what's exactly. We will practice the Surah Al-Fatiha inshallah completely. But let me just complete the class. The Surah Al-Fatiha is the most important thing to apply at tafkhim and at-taqeed. And we will practice, and then we will practice some of the surah inshallah. I don't mind for this class to be extended a little bit, because we have like more slides today and you have more questions. So we usually stick to 1 hour. However, if you have no issue with extending that like 15 minutes, I don't mind. Do you agree or not? Okay. Right. So, خُصَّ دَغْطٍ قِضْ are the letters of التَّفْخِيم. Let's see this. The تَفْخِيم have levels, and it depends on the حَرَكَة. If you remember here, when we talk about the تَفْخِيم, we said those letters having tafkhim, it doesn't matter what is the haraka. If it's fatha, dhamma, or kasra, or sukun, it still has tafkhim. But is the letter with fatha has the same level of tafkhim as the letter with kasra? No way. It's different. So let's talk about the levels of tafkhim. The thickness of the ladas of isti'la or tafkhim vary, depends on the haraka on the ladder itself. There are five levels of tafkhim, starting with the heaviest. I put it in order with the heaviest. The ladder has fatha, has the maximum level of tafkhim. So when you say qala, 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 it's the heaviest qaf you have ever pronounced, because it has fatha, and it's not only has fatha, but it's followed by the long alif. So if it has fatha and followed by alif, this is the maximum thickness you put, or the heaviest way of pronouncing the ladder. Qala, which is has fatha followed by alif. Now the second level, which is the ladder has fatha but it's not followed by alif, like qad, qad sami'a, qad sami'a. So qala is heavier than qad sami'a. So qad, 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 or laylatul qadr, for example. And the third level, which is the ladder has dhamma, yaqul, 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 yaqta'oon, has sukoon and it has the fourth level, yaqta'oon, yaqta'oon. And the minimum level of tafkhim when the ladder has kasra, qila, qila, qila. However, be careful not to say qila. We don't make a talqiq. We make the minimum level of tafkhim, but it's still not talqiq. If you say qila, that means it's different letter. It's not even talqiq. So qila, qila. So you see the difference between qila and qala. Qila, qala. Qila, qala. Qila, qala. Big difference. It's still, both of them are tafkhim, but with big difference. Okay, so five levels of tafkhim. Fatha followed by alif, the maximum. Fatha without alif, and then dhamma, and then sukun, and then kasra. Yes?
When you mentioned this one, qila.
Qila.
Last one.
Yes.
Doesn't it make much difference in your, when you are speaking? Qi,
qi, qi, qi. You see, even the mouse is not making isti'la as much as when we say qala, qala, qila, qala, qila. Qila is a minimum tafkhim because it has kaf. Qila, qila. Qila, you make it kaf now. It's. What is that?
It's not too much difference. Qila and qila.
Well, it should be. Qila, not qila. Qila, qila. So, it should be different. Yeah. Okay. Now let's talk about the opposite, which is al-istifal. Al-istifal and leads to talqiq. The definition of the istifal is the lowering of the depressing of the back of the tongue away from the roof of the mouth upon pronunciation of the ladder. So in the isti'la, we raise the back of the tongue to the roof. And here we down the back of the tongue, we lower it. So during pronunciation of the ladder, the tongue is not raised but kept downward in its normal position. This downward position will cause a flat sound. There it causes a thick round sound, and here it gives like a flat sound. And those are also known as empty mouth or thin latar or talqiq, call it whatever you want. And they are thus pronounced with an empty mouth. The quality of istifal, talqiq, is found in almost the remaining letters of the alphabet. What are they? I. I. We don't say I. I. Ib. It. ith, ith, ij, ih. You know the secret with the talqiq is you pronounce the letter while you are smiling. So the lower teeth have to be visible. The lower teeth has to be visible. And you like smiling. And you do the letter simply, without heavy, without stressing the letter. So let's say it again. I, smile. I, ib, it, ith, ij, ih, id, ir, ir. Well, ir, we will talk about it in 1 minute. Is, is, ish. Can you see my teeth? The lower teeth, it's visible. If you say ish, room, is, so you see the difference. Ish, that's you can't see my lower teeth and it's wrong. Is, you can see my lower teeth and it's right. So is, ish, yeah, if, ik, il, im. Well, with M, you can't see my teeth because the lips actually has to be closed. But you say in, not M. In, not M. M is mufakhama, rung. And M is muraqqaqa. In, 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 eh, eh, ew, e, ew, e. Okay, so those are the type of the light letters. Light letters or talqiq. We will say it again. I, ib, it, ij, ih, id, is. I'd like to see your lower teeth. Is, 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 ish, yeah, if, ik, ill, im. Im. I can't see your lower teeth with M. And in, ih, ew, e. Okay. So, but the most important is to apply that when you're reading. Don't say, I can say is with tafkhim and is with taqiq, but when you start reading, you do not apply that. That is the fruit. The fruit is to apply those knowledge when you practice the recitation. Okay, so we will find out in a few minutes if you apply that or not. Okay, so we said khussa dart inqiz. Khussa dart inqiz, we said are the letters of tafkhim, and the letter of taqiq are the other letters. Except for few things. We will talk about them now. So when we mention the letters of taqiq, you may have noticed that the ra was not among them. And why is that? Because the ra sometimes is tafkhim and sometimes is taqiq. It depends on the haraka on it. So there are some exemptions. The letters tafkhim or taqiq, and sometimes part of those letters may be tafkhim or taqiq. So what are the exemption? The exemption are three things: al-ra, al-alif, and lam in the word of Allah. Al-lam, the letter lam in the word of Allah, those have different conditions. Sometimes taqiq, sometimes tafkhim. Let's see those in details. Let's talk about al-alif first. The ruling of alif in al-tafkhim and al-taqiq, that it follow what is before it. So the ruling of the alif in tafkhim and al-taqiq, that it follows what preceded. So if the letter before it is tafkhim, then the alif will be tafkhim. And if the letter before the alif was talqiq, then the alif will be talqiq. Let's have examples. For tafkhim al-alif, let's say, qala.
Qala.
The alif here is mufakhama or muraqqaqa? Mufakhama, why? Because the qaf is mufakhama. What are the letter of tafkhim? Khussa, dagtin, tiz. So the qaf is one of them. So that's why qala is mufakhama. As-sirat. As-sirat. Now as-sirat may confuse you because the ra, is it mufakhama or muraqqaqa? It's mufakhama here because it has fatha. We will talk in 1 minute about ra. So please discard this example until we get the ruling of the ra.
Ad-dallin.
So you notice when you say al-alif here, you make it tafkhim, don't you? You don't say abda, you say abda. So there is difference between abda and abda. So ad-dallin. Why the alif here is tafkhim? Because it followed the dot. And the ruling for alif is follow what preceded. So if the letter before it was tafkhim, then it's tafkhim. Al-khasirin.
Al-khasirin.
Ta'irukum.
Ta'irukum.
Okay, now let's see how the alif become if it followed by one of the letter of tawqiq. An-nahar.
An-nahar.
You see how I'm smiling when I say al-alif in an-nahar? An-nahar. So you see the difference between an-nahar and qala. Qala, al-alif tafkhim. An-nahar, al-alif tawqiq. Anybody did not notice the difference? So you see the difference? Qala an-nahar. Qala an-nahar. Qala is mufakhama. Al-alif mufakhama. An-nahar, al-alif muraqqaqa. Ar-Rahman.
Ar-Rahman.
Malik yawm al-deen.
Malik yawm al-deen.
Malik.
Malik.
Nadira. So we don't care about the letter after. We talk about the letter before. So nadira an-nun muraqqaqa. Then al-alif is muraqqaqa. Nadira. Nadira. An-nahar. An-nahar. Nasiba. A lot of people say nasiba. Wrong. Why? Because the sad is mufakhama, and this is the expert comes here. If you have a letter followed by half mufakham or preceded by half mufakham, don't make it tafkhim if it's taqiq. Don't mix. So nasiba, nasiba, nasiba. Don't say nasiba. 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 Tasla. Tasla. No, don't say tasla. Tasla. So, tasla is wrong. And tasla is? No. Tasla is wrong. Why? Because you make talqiq for ta. But you make the sad talqiq as well. Tasla. 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 No, don't say tasla. 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 Nara. Nara. Hamia. Tasla naran hamia.
تصلى نارا حامية. تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةً.
تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةً.
تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةً.
How many alif we have in تَسْلَى نَارًا حَامِيَةً?
Three.
And how many of them are heavy? What is that? None of them? You sure? Anybody agree with him?
The one up the ha.
What is it? Okay, so we have different answers. The letter after ha is tafkhim. Anybody has a different answer as well? We have two answers now. What is that?
That would be
tafkhim. Tafkhim hamia?
Yeah.
So you agree with the, with him. Any fourth answer? You agree with this, brother? Well, unfortunately, Hamza is the correct answer. The lam is one of the letter of taqiq. So the alif is muraqqaqa. Nara, we have noon is taqiq. Hamia, we have ha is not of the tafkhim letter. The tafkhim letter khussa daghtin qiz. Al-ha muraqqaqa. Ha. We don't say ha. Ha. Hamiya. Hamiya. Okay? And there is one hidden alif, which is nara. Is that right or not?
Yeah.
But why I did not highlight it in red? Because the ra, we still not having it. We will have it in 1 minute, inshallah. So, we have 1, 2, 3 alif, all of them talqiq. Why? Because the lam, the noon, the ha, all of them, letter of talqiq. So, an alif follows the letter before it. So, we don't say tasla, 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 nara, hamiya, tasla naran hamiya. تصلى نارا حامية. Okay. Now the first exemption was with الألف. الألف is not تفخيم is not تلقيق. It depends on the letter before it. If the letter before it تفخيم, then it's تفخيم. If the letter before it تلقيق, then تلقيق. Next example is اللام. The lam in the word of Allah. We say Allah or Allah.
Allah.
It depends on the haraka of the letter before it. So, lam in the word of Allah has tafkhim if the last letter in the word before it has fatha or dhamma. If the letter before it dhamma or fatha, we make it tafkhim. If the letter before it kasra, we make it tawfiq. And Allahumma has the same ruling. Allah and Allahumma, the same ruling. If it has preceded by fatha or dhamma, then the lam become tafkhim, Allah. If it preceded by kasra, the lam become tawfiq, Allah. And we will have some example. Example of tafkhim Allah, tafkhim lam Allah, على الله
على الله
على الله
على الله
وقال الله
وقال الله
قال الله
قال الله
we don't say قال الله قال الله
قال الله
قل هو الله
قل هو الله
سيؤتينا الله
سيؤتينا الله
all those on فتحة now نصر الله
نصر الله
عبد الله وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ
وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ
وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ
وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ
وَاذْكُرُوا
اللَّهَ
وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ don't say وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ
وَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ
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 اللَّهَ don't we are not Sufism but we are just practicing Allah Allah التفخيم in لفظ اللام الله واذكر الله واذكر الله okay example of تلقيق اللام ويعلم الله
ويعلم الله
You see the difference? The first one, عَلَى اللَّهِ, and here, يَعْلَمِ اللَّهِ. Talqeet. The lamb is light. يَعْلَمِ
اللَّهِ.
يَعْلَمِ اللَّهِ. بِاللَّهِ.
بِاللَّهِ.
وَيُنَجِّ اللَّهِ. And you see Allah, if the lamb is mufakhama, the alif after the lamb, there is hidden alif, is mufakhama. So when we say Allah, we making tafkhim for two things, al-lam and the alif which is follow al-lam. And here we make tafkhim for two things, al-lam and the alif after the lam. وَيَعْلَمِ
اللَّهِ
بِاللَّهِ وَيُنَجِّ
اللَّهِ
قَوْمًا
اللَّهِ
بِسْمِ اللَّهِ
أَفِي
اللَّهِ
شَكْ
قُلِ
اللَّهِ.
Okay, now we have a note. وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمْ, it's pronounced like وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمْ. Why? Because the alif is will be dropped. So we say قَالُوا اللَّهُمْ, قَالُوا اللَّهُمْ. Because you may say, where is the Dhamma? There is no Dhamma between Allahum. No, there is Dhamma. Here. وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ. So we have Dhamma. And we say, وَإِذْ قَالُوا اللَّهُمَّ. And قَوْمَنِ اللَّهِ. We say it like this. قَوْمَنِ اللَّهِ. It's like there is noon and has kasra. So why we say قَوْمَنِ اللَّهِ? Where is the kasra? Why we make a taqir? Because the tanween is like noon with kasra. Because iltifa is sakinin. Qawmanillah, that's why we make this one taqir. You may trick in the exam if I give you this example. And I say, Qawmanillah, is lam, lafz al-jalala, has tafkhim or taqir? You straight away say, tafkhim of course, because it has fatha. No, it's wrong. Qawmanillah. قوما لله. Okay. أفي الله شك. Where is the كسرة? Here. أفي الله شك. We delete this because التقاء الساكنين. So the كسرة becomes here. أفي الله شك. Okay. So لام لفظ الجلالة, if it preceded by ضمة أو فتحة, تفخيم. Otherwise, it's talqiq. And we have those examples. Now the last example of the exemption is agha. So what's the first one? Al-alif. The second one? Lam lafz al-jalala. And not all the lam. The lam is talqiq. Only the lam in lafz al-jalala has this option. Or that has this ruling. The last thing is agha. And agha is very complicated. And because it's this one introductory course, I will just put those conditions of Ra. But it has much more. Okay? But those are the most common in the Quran anyway. And if you have it, have them, you have like about more than 70% of the ruling of the Ra. It's more than enough. Okay. The Ra, the ruling of the Ra is easy. If it has Fatha or Dhamma, it's Mufakhama. Or if it has sukoon, but the letter before it, fatha or dhamma, then it's still mufakhama. Yes?
Please use the words tahkim or tahkim.
Yeah, the same.
Those words are
interchanging the words.
No, I'm saying tahkim and tahkik.
No, you're something else.
Mufakhama and muraqqaqa? Okay, so you want me to stick to tafkhim and tafkhik? Okay, to make it easy for you. Yeah, I know. Well, I know for a non-Arabic speaker, it might be an issue, of course. But the problem is, I'm a native Arabic speaker, so it's like... Okay. So, the ruling of the Ra easy. If it has Dhamma, or Dhamma and Fatha is okay with you?
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Otherwise, I'll be in trouble because I don't know how to translate this. What is that? Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, if Dhamma, Fatha, and Kasra is acceptable, I'm happy. Okay. If the ra has dhamma or fatha, then tafkhim. Or it has sukoon, but preceded by dhamma or fatha, still tafkhim. But if the ra has kasra underneath it, is tadqiq. That's it. Easy? Okay, let's go in details. The ra has fatha, we said it should be tafkhim. Like Ramadan.
Ramadan.
And you see Ramadan is difficult. Why? Because the ra is tafkhim and the da is tafkhim, and in between we have tadqiq. And how about the alif? Tafkhim, you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Of course, because the dal is tafkhim. And the noon is tafkhim again. So how difficult is it? Tafkhim, tafkhim. Tafkhim, tafkhim, and tafkhim. So don't say Ramadan wrong. Why? What's the wrong with the Ramadan? The meme is tafkhim. You say Ramadan.
Ramadan.
So the meme, ma. Ramadan.
Ramadan.
Now you may feel that you need to exaggerate it. Please do so in the beginning. And after that it will come easily. So say Ramadan.
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 So the ra has fatha, so it's tafkhim. The second one is the ra has dhamma, still tafkhim. Like كفروا.
كفروا.
Now the كفروا, الكافة تلقيق. الراء مفخمة and الواو مرققة and the ألف is silent. كفروا.
كفروا.
So الراء فتحة, الراء ضمة, both of them تفخيم. Now if the راء has سكون but preceded by فتحة or by ضمة, still تفخيم. Maryam.
Maryam.
So the mim muraqqaqa, ya muraqqaqa, mim muraqqaqa, but the ra is mufakhama. Maryam. Maryam. And then a ra sukun but preceded by dhamma. Maryam, a ra sukun preceded by fatha. And a Qur'an. Qur'an.
Qur'an.
The Qur'an. The qaf and ra mufakhama and al alif wal noon muraqqaqa. Qur'an.
Qur'an.
Qur'an. Okay, now let's have one or two examples of a ra with kasra, which is taqir. Kareem.
Kareem.
Reeh.
Reeh.
You see, the ra is taqir here. So kareem and reeh not like Ramadan or kafaru. It's different. So, let's read only the words. Ramadan. Kafaru. Maryam. Qur'an. Kareem. Reeh. That's it. So, let's summarize. Khussa, dagt, qidh. Tafkhim. Heavy. Round. Thick. Full mouth. All other letters are talqiq. Empty mouth, thick. You smile, your lower teeth visible. And we have three things. It depends on the haraka of it. The lam, the alif follow what before it. If it's tafkhim, then tafkhim. If it's talqiq, then talqiq. Lam, lafzul jalala. If it's preceded by fatha or dhamma, then heavy, Abdullah. If it preceded by kasra, Abdillah, then it's talqiq. Agra, if it has fatha or dhamma, tafkhim. If it has sukoon, but the letter before the sukoon was fatha or dhamma, then tafkhim. Otherwise, it's talqiq if it has kasra underneath it. Now we will practice Surah Al-Fatiha, and then we will have like about 15 minutes with those surat. Everybody like read a part of it, or the best thing today to do is I will read the ayah and you repeat with the Fatiha and with those surat. We will spend 15 minutes and then we will go home inshallah. Okay, do we need the Fatiha or everybody memorize the Fatiha? But anyway, we will have it. Okay, now Al-Fatiha is the most important thing in your salah. And after the tafkhim and tawqiq, you shouldn't have any mistake in the Fatiha. You should do it properly with applying all ahkam al-tajweed so far we studied. So please listen carefully. Let me just bring. Okay, so let's start, inshallah.
For the first time, please, could you stop here and stop me?
What is that?
If you can just point out for the first time.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, let's start, inshallah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
All those taqiq, none of them have tafkhim except like none of them. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أعوذ بالله It's all تطيق أعوذ بالله من الشيطان except الطاء and the ألف الشيطان الرجيم الرحمن الله هي the first has فتحة which is تفخيم you're right الرحمن الرحيم okay الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
Which one we have تفخيم Which letter Only the ra But الحمد لله All taqiq. رب العالمين العالمين All taqiq. We don't have any heavy letter. Except the ra. الحمد لله رب العالمين
الحمد لله رب العالمين
الرحمن الرحيم
الرحمن الرحيم
Only the ra has tafkhim. All other letters are taqiq. The issue will become a bit difficult when we approach the end of the surah. So don't relax and say no, it's easy. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
so far so easy we don't say مالك 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 يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
it's like smiling مالك يوم الدين
مالك يوم الدين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
Here? No, that's السكون إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين all light all توثيق there is nothing تفخيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
الصراط المستقيم
الصراط المستقيم
Okay, now let's see. Let's work a little bit with this ayah. Ihdina. Do we have any tafkhim letter?
No.
No? Excellent. As-sirata. What do we have? We need their hands. Hands to be raised. Yes. Sad and Ra. Okay. Different answer. Anta. Sad Ra Ta. Three letters? Three letters? Abdissalam?
Two.
Two letters. Who have extra? Yes, Hamza.
Four letters.
Four letters. Who agrees with Hamza? No, As-Sirat only. So you say two, some people say three, some people say four. Who agree with four?
No, I agree.
You said it. Anybody agree with Hamza?
Not for the whole word, Sirata.
Yeah, only As-Sirata. Yeah. Hamza is excellent. Hamza is the good answer. As-Sirata has four letters. And what are they, Hamza?
Sa, Ra, Alif, and Ta.
You see how clever is he? He did not miss the Alif. Because the Alif follows whatever before it. And a Ra, why a Ra is a Tafkhim, Hamza?
Because it has Fatha.
It has Fatha on it. So he did not miss any of those letters. As-Sad, Tafkhim. A Ra, Tafkhim, because it has Fatha. And Al-Alif follows whatever before it. And the Ta by itself is Tafkhim. So we have four letters of Tafkhim. And like being... Being this word have four letters of tafkhim, make it easy for us. It's not, we don't have an issue with tafkhim letters. We have an issue when the letter of tafkhim followed by tarqiq and then followed by tafkhim again and followed by tarqiq again. That's, you need to adopt your tongue in order to raise and lower quickly. And that is the issue. And that's, we may have it like in a few words, in a few seconds. So, As-Sirata, all Tafkhim. As-Sirata. As-Sirata.
As-Sirata.
We don't say As-Sirata. As-Sirata.
As-Sirata.
As-Sirata.
As-Sirata.
And the opposite, Al-Mustaqim.
Al-Mustaqim.
Al-Mustaqim. Do we have any heavy letter in Al-Mustaqim? Al-Qaf, excellent, Abdissalam. Al-Qaf is one of the Tafkhim letters. Even though he come with Kasra, and if you remember, the level of Tafkhim with the Kasra is the minimum. But it's still Tafkhim anyway. We don't say Mustaqim, we say Mustaqim. Qim. Qim.
Al-Mustaqim.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
So as much we exaggerate this one to be heavy, we should exaggerate one to be light, except the qaf. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
اهدنا الصراط
Eh. I'm sorry?
Can we stop between Ta and to switch to light header? Because continuing is...
Well, when you practice, you will find it easy. It will come by default. You don't need to exaggerate it. But now, you need to exaggerate it. Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim.
Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim.
Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim.
Ihdina al-sirat al-mustaqim.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Now صراط, how many heavy letters we have?
Four.
It's all of it. الذين How many letters? How many heavy letters? What is that? Alif Lam? Tafkhim? Why?
Because Alif is being received by
Lahu. Follow whatever before it. Yeah, but this one, Hamza to Wasl. We say, Sirat al Ladina. We drop it. Yeah, we drop it. So we drop this Alif and we talk about Lam, Zay, Ya, Noon. Any of them heavy letter? No, Lam, why is Tafkhim? We said, if you remember, that Lam always Taqiq, but the Lam which has two conditions is Lam in Lafzul Jalala, Allah. The Lam in Allah, in Lafzul Jalala, Allah, if it preceded by Fatha or Dhamma, then it's Tafkhim. Otherwise, it's Taqiq. So Lam always Taqiq, except you need to like focus on the word Lafz al-Jalala, Lafz, the word of Allah only.
But you still have some Tafkhim going from Ta into La.
No. So if you say Sirat al-Ladina, that's wrong. Sirat al-Ladina. Sirat al-Ladina. So let's say it all together. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
Everybody satisfied? Anybody still has any problem with it? Yes. Siratal. Tal.
Tal. It's because we're from heavy to light.
Yeah.
That's why it's not.
You need to swap and adopt your tongue quickly. And if you need to slow down, go ahead. At the beginning, it will be accepted. Because has hasal haq. You can't say has hasal haq and you make the ha light and sad heavy. So if you want to exaggerate and slow down, you say has hasal haq. It's okay. As long as you do it properly. So if you want to slow down a little bit, that's fine, but don't make the meaning separated. You need to like smoothly move between those letters. And as much as you practice, you will get it faster. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
المغضوب عليهم. المغضوب عليهم.
Don't say المغ. المغضوب. المه. Not المه. المغ. المغضوب عليهم.
المغضوب عليهم.
So make the ميم light and make the غين heavy. غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
ولا الضالين.
ولا الضالين.
ولا الضالين. Now, we don't say wala, wala, wala. Why? Because wala is taqiq. Abdalin, where are the heavy letter of the abdalin? Where is the taqim letter? Abda and al-alif. And all other things, light. So we don't have an issue with abdalin. But we have an issue with walad. Yeah. Most of people say walad, walad. It's wrong. Why? Because wala has to be light. Not wala. Wala. Wala dhalin.
Wala
dhalin.
Wala dhalin.
Okay, so let's summarize the mistakes. Maliki yawm al-deen, some people may say Maliki, Maliki. Make it tafkheel. Indeed, it's Maliki. Maliki yawm al-deen. And some people make a mistake here. They say Malik yawm al-deen. What's the mistake?
It's not sukun.
And we always warn people about this, because al-kasra, if it followed by ya, we call it like as a joke, we say al-ya eat the kasra, because the kasra is the daughter of the ya. So when it followed by her mom, it eat her. So that's why some people say Malik yawm al-deen. They delete the kasra. No, it's not correct. Maliki yawm al-deen. Maliki yawm al-deen. So emphasis the kasra. Don't delete it. Don't say Malik yawm al-deen. Maliki yawm al-deen.
Maliki yawm al-deen.
Okay. الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم.
This is the second mistake. Either they make this one تلقيق or they make this one تفخيم. And those two words vice versa. One is all heavy and one is all light, even though the قاف like, but we call in general. الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم.
الصراط المستقيم.
المغضوب.
المغضوب.
Don't say المغضوب. المغضوب. المغضوب.
Heavy.
الميم is light. Yeah. So if you say المغضوب is wrong, because you make the ميم heavy. And if you say al-maghdubi, al-maghdubi is wrong. Why? Because you make the ghain and da and dal and da talqiq, which is wrong. So al-maghdubi,
al-maghdubi,
wal-dallin,
wal-dallin.
Okay, we read it once, and indeed no time for practicing. But
the elongation of the dal is 6 and 2, right?
This is ad-dallin. Ad-da has to be extended for 6 harakat. It's compulsory. But ad-dallin can be extended 2, 4 or 6. It depends on the rhythm of reading you choose. So this one is al-madd al-lazim, and this one, the other one, is al-madd al-arid lis-sukun. We will talk about that in the extension. Let's read the Al-Fatiha once, and I'll let you go home, because today we got even more than the 15 minutes. So sorry about that, but we need actually... this is a so important class, and we combine indeed two classes with it. So it worth to spend another the extension of that time. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين.
مالك يوم الدين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم.
صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم.
صراط
غير المغضوب عليهم.
غير المغضوب عليهم.
ولا الضالين.
ولا الضالين.
And just before I conclude, When we finish in qira'at al-Fatiha in salah, we say Ameen. And some people say Ameen. That is too long. Ameen is not like Ad-Dallin. Ad-Dallin has to be extended. 6 harakat and then 2 or 4 or 6. But Ameen, it's like this. Ameen. So Ah, only 2 harakat. But Meen can be 2, 4 or 6. So don't say Ameen. That is too long. You say Ameen. So the second one you extended 2 or 4, but the first one only 2 harakat. So غير المقبوب عليهم ولا الضالين. I noticed that it's a little bit longer. So no one in the middle. Yeah. جزاكم الله خيرا and sorry for the longer class and inshallah next class we will have a little talk under the smart inshallah. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك. جزاكم الله خيرا.